Casino of the Sun for those chucklehead Markovich brothers. It's Christmas Day in Arizona, 160 degrees above zero and rising. When you get off the plane, which you secretly hoped would crash, and pass through that gray chute, your old roommate, the Chin, greets you, lathered in the ochre of a different time zone. Nakedly joyful, a boy of 10 or 11 jumps into his father's arms. A camera flashes and Chin snorts, "Another chat room dream come true." Close your eyes. Imagine giving birth to 1,000 mallard ducks inside a shark cage while some non-union uniform runs a metal detector up and down your leg, up and down your other leg. Welcome to hell. Try not to spill your margarita. Try not to let the molten parking lot solidify in your lungs when you hear about your ex-girlfriends riding the cranks of hard-minded day traders in Mystique or Menorca or wherever people go who have parents. There's a bed waiting for you in the desert, though the sheets were not prepared for your arrival. The cordless phone is dead, but the cable television works fine. Shaquille O'Neal just missed another free throw, and we all know why. He brings the ball too close to his face. He smells his fingers. He's distracted by his own good fortune. Those guys haven't made ball players. The Chin says they live like dolphins. Shaq, Sprewell, Allen Iverson, sweet. What am I doing here anyway? This is not my affair. I've drunk blood from a leopard print purse, said I love you under my breath, shared an apartment with a terrified and weeping, uprooted flesh pot who caught me looking at pictures of lepers. I have checked the pulses of dead husbands and disagreed with the diagnosis, listened through walls for signs of forgiveness, been counted on and let down and squeezed out. I bet I would sell my organs in China. I would build electric chairs for $1 an hour if I could only put together enough scratch to go back in time and burn the right bridges. By next Christmas, I vow to pledge my life and mind, my entire troubled essence, to a beautiful cyborg with reliable taxonomy and skin the color of grape soda. But for now, the Chin toasts the end of an era in a bar on the edge of effectiveness. A lonely jingle leaks out of the sound system, and the patrons sing along like there's no tomorrow. Every Sunday morning, they wake up with inexplicable cuts and scrapes on their hands. These are your people. They would offer you the world if they had any right to it.